The Excellent 80s Rewind with Gary Teal.
Well, hello again and welcome. It's another edition of the Excellent 80s Rewind. I'm Gary Teal, and this week we'll be traveling back in time to visit the hits and the headlines of this week in 1985. This is one of my favorite years in music history, so get ready for some great music in the coming hour. This week in 1985, the Soviet Union's news agency TASS denounces the United States boycott of the Moscow Olympics. Jack Burcham becomes the fifth patient to receive the Jarvik 7 permanent artificial heart. And the Boston band Till Tuesday was in their second week on the U.S. pop chart with their very first single. It would eventually become their only top 10 hit, peaking at number 8, as it was helped along by a very popular video on MTV. Here's Amy Mann and Till Tuesday with Voices Carry.
I'm frightened of the things I might find.
Excellent 80s Rewind.
1985.
That song reached the top 20 on the R&B charts and went all the way to number one on the dance chart. On the U.S. pop chart, the song just missed the top 40, peaking at number 49, Shannon with Do You Wanna Get Away. This is the Excellent 80s Rewind, and this next song also went on to become a number one song on the dance chart, but it gained more notoriety as one of the so-called Filthy 15 songs listed by the Parents Music Resource Center during their assault on pop music lyrics in the mid-80s. But the artists have gone on record to say that the song is more about emotions than it was about the physical side of things. This week in 1985, the song was positioned just outside the top 40. It went on to peak at number 7. Here are the Mary Jane Girls with their only top 40 hit, In My House. The Excellent 80s Rewind is brought to you this week by StubForge.com. One of the things I miss most about going to concerts and events back in the 80s is collecting the ticket stubs as a memento of those unforgettable experiences. I mean, everything is done digitally now, so ticket stubs are pretty much a thing of the past. Well, if you feel the same way, I have some great news for you. StubForge.com is here to bring back the nostalgia and excitement of collecting real, tangible ticket stubs. With StubForge.com, you can create custom ticket stubs for all your favorite events, past or present, from a variety of styles and themes. And the easy-to-use interactive designer allows you to personalize your ticket stubs with your own text. Whether you're looking to complete your collection or give a unique and memorable gift, StubForge.com has got you covered. Their tickets are printed on the same high-quality stock that Ticketmaster uses, making them as real as you can get. But that's not all. StubForge.com also offers the coolest wedding and party invitations that truly capture the spirit of live events. Imagine inviting your guests to your special day with a ticket stub invitation. It's a unique and unforgettable way to celebrate your love for live events. So why wait? Visit StubForge.com today and start creating your own custom ticket stubs. Bring back the memories and keep the tradition of collecting ticket stubs alive.
We'll be back after a quick break.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
I'm
trying.
Already?
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to get them on there. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all artists, man. You feel me? We going to have this like,
bro, me and my man Kai, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit
don't
right
play
now.
With this
I
shit.
Gonna lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it, no. Take that shit serious.
Excellent 80s Rewind. Excellent. This week in 1985.
Debuting into the top 40 this week in 1985 was a song that went on to become one of the biggest advertising earners that EMI Records ever had. The song is estimated to have earned over $10 million between the years 2001 and 2010 from advertising alone. On the pop music charts, it would go on to hit number 9 in the U.S. and go top 5 in Australia, Canada, and Ireland. Here are Katrina and the Waves with the classic Walking on Sunshine.
I'm
Excellent 80s Rewind. 1985.
It was the highest debuting song in the top 40 this week in 1985, and would go on to hit number one on both the R&B and the dance charts. On the pop music chart, it would eventually peak at number nine, Coolin' the Gang with Fresh. This is the Excellent 80s Rewind. I'm Gary Teal, and this next song is a bona fide 80s classic and was a huge hit all around the world. So you would probably be surprised to know that not only was the song a last-minute addition to the album that it was featured on, but that the songwriter was quite indifferent to the song during much of the recording. However, the album's producer, Chris Hughes, was able to convince Roland Orzabal of Tears for Fears to release the song, knowing that it would be a hit in the United States. Well, Hughes knew what he was talking about as the song went all the way to number one on the American chart. This week in 1985, it was standing just outside the top 25. Here's Tears for Fears with Everybody Wants to Rule the World. you're enjoying the awesome 80s music we play here on The Rewind, then I want to let you know about a great online radio station that plays nothing but great 80s hits 24/7. Wave 80 is 80s hit radio, a throwback to those hit radio stations that played it all. Rock, pop, R&B, new wave, if it was on the charts in the 80s, Wave 80 plays it. Duran Duran, Madonna, The Police, Lionel Richie, Van Halen, Michael Jackson, Hall & Oates. The list is almost endless. Go to wave80hits.com to hear all of the great songs you remember and love. That's wave80hits.com. The 80s live here on Wave 80.
The excellent 80s Rewind with Gary Teal.
Standing just outside the top 20 this week in 1985 was a song that would break a streak of seven straight top 10 hits for Daryl Hall and John Oates. The song would peak a week later at number 18. Here is Some Things Are Better Left Unsaid.
80s Rewind, 1985.
song was originally written for Stevie Nicks by Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics. She turned it down, however, and Tom Petty ended up taking it to number 13 on the pop charts. This week in 1985, it was just debuting into the top 20. Don't Come Around Here No More. This is the Excellent 80s Rewind, and this week in 1985, Bernard Langer became the first German champion of the U.S. Masters Golf Tournament. Wham! Became the first Western pop act to release an album in China. And English singer Murray Head was spending his first week in the U.S. top 10 with a song from the concept album Chess. The album would eventually become a musical, and the song would become a worldwide hit. It would hit the top 3 in 16 different countries around the world and peak at number 3 in the U.S. Here is One Night in Bangkok. It's your Friday night all-request new wave party. Hi, I'm Gary Teal, inviting you to join me every week for Friday Night New Wave. It's 3 full hours of your 80s new wave requests. You can make your requests on our website, fnnw.live, and chat with other listeners from around the world. or call us on our toll-free number, 888-5-WAVE-80. If you like 80s new wave music, this is the place to be. Friday nights at 8 U.S. Eastern Time on Wave 80. Listen at wave80hits.com.
The Excellent 80s Rewind.
This week in 1985.
This week's Born in the 80s list includes Born This Week in 1980, singer Brian McFadden. Born This Week in 1981, U.S. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. In 1982, actor Seth Rogen and actress Gina Carano. In 1983, baseball player Hunter Pence. In 1987, singer-songwriter Joss Stone, model Brooklyn Decker, and singer Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco. And born this week in 1988, actress and singer Allison Williams. Happy birthday to all. The song at number three this week in 1985 was the first and biggest hit by the Commodores since the departure of Lionel Richie. The song was a tribute to Marvin Gaye and Jackie Wilson, who had both passed away the year before. The song was a huge hit around the world, hitting the top 10 in 14 different countries and peaking at number 3 in the U.S. Here are the Commodores with Night Shift.
Excellent 80s Rewind. 1985.
Number two this week in 1985 was that song from the Vision Quest soundtrack. It was also Madonna's first single to feature a ballad. It would eventually hit the number one position, Madonna with Crazy for You. This is the Excellent 80s Rewind. I'm Gary Teal. And the number one album this week in 1985 was No Jacket Required by Phil Collins. The number one R&B song was Back in Stride by Mays featuring Frankie Beverly. The number one TV show was Dynasty. And the number one movie at the box office was Police Academy 2, their first assignment with Steve Guttenberg. And the number one song on the pop charts this week in 1985 became one of the biggest selling singles of all time. It was a song that featured over 45 of the biggest names in music over the last 20 years. And it raised over $63 million for humanitarian aid in Africa and the United States. Written by Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie, here is USA for Africa with We Are the World.
time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. Someone, somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Number one song this week in 1985, We Are the World by USA for Africa. And that's it for another week. This is Gary Teal thanking you for joining me and inviting you to tune in again next week, where we'll be visiting the hits and headlines of this week in 1989. Until then, have a great week. The Excellent 80s Rewind was written and produced by Gary Teal for the Wave 80 Radio Network.